Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On today's morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about services offered to veterans of the area and the county and statewide as well. Karen Nock is here, veteran service officer, and we're pleased to have Hugo Santiago here as well, veterans benefits specialist, as we give you an update and how things are going. Karen, recently you had the Veterans Headstone dedication, and how did that go?
Oh, it was a wonderful event. It was held on May 18th. And it was the Richland County Veterans Monument Committee raised funds, and they were able to purchase the first 28 headstones for veterans that have never had one. Those headstones are distributed across the county to different cemeteries, but we held the dedication at the Richland Center Cemetery. The weather was beautiful. The breeze was perfect, just enough to keep it cool. The honor guard was there, did the final salute, played taps. It was a great event. Ron Fruit was there and officiated, and he read a little bit about each veteran. And it was amazing to hear like some of the jobs and some of the lives of some of these Civil War veterans that have been buried in the Richland Center Cemetery that nobody's really honored before because they didn't have a headstone. So it was really interesting to hear those stories about complete strangers that you've never really heard of before.
How do they go about finding out the information on those veterans?
Loretta McCarthy and Dave Thompson. He's the Richland County historian. And Loretta is very involved with ancestry and genealogy. And so she was more than happy. She volunteered. She said yes. And so she got with Ron, and they put it together and collaborated on it.
Very special. I'm guessing it was a moving tribute, wasn't it?
It really was. We were very blessed to have this dedication. And like I said, the Richland Center Cemetery, the people that work for the city department, they were wonderful. They set up chairs for us and had the stone there. They even went above and beyond. I found out later, they even went above and beyond and they planted flowers just for our event so that they'd be in the area when we hosted. I thought that was pretty awesome.
How nice.
Yeah.
Hugo, is it an ongoing effort to find out more names of these veterans?
Oh, yes. That's never ending. I mean, we've been at it for a couple of years now. And like you mentioned, it's taken a lot of different people and collaborations of different individuals to get it done between calls, emails, one-on-ones, having people go and actually verify their records at the different cemeteries. On our part, having to verify that, you know, that when they serve, where were they buried? Are they actually buried here in Richland Center? So it's been an ongoing thing. And it'll keep going because, I mean, that's one of the things that we have dedicated to make sure that every veteran is remembered.
Is it like a mystery novel sometimes, like solving a mystery sometimes?
Oh, yes. Especially after we've run across historical records of the different individuals of, you know, he lived in Ohio, then moved to Wisconsin because he wanted to keep on serving. While he has already served in Ohio, he came to Wisconsin and he wanted to serve for the Wisconsin, whatever branch he was. And so it's been fun. It's been fun.
When I hear some of those stories, too, I think about their lives would make a good book or a good movie sometimes, too, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's like what are you gonna find yourself into next space that you come across? So yes, it has been fun and exciting.
Our efforts continuing then to purchase more headstones in the future, Karen?
Yes, we've reached the apex. We're at the halfway point. Right now, we're taking the first 28. We're waiting for some of the cemeteries to come pick up the stones. And so that's kind of where we're at. We're still confirming names. On a pretty regular basis, a cemetery will contact us. Bloom City yesterday, just yesterday, and said, I have a name. I think he's a vet. And so we have to go through and we check the records, we check the state databases, we check. And if we can confirm it, then that's awesome, you know. But if we can't, then we have to give the sad face and say, I'm sorry, we need more records. Which, if the family is still around, it's entirely possible. That has happened before, that the family steps up and says, oh, I have his record right here, that we would have never been able to find, you know, if we wouldn't have had that opportunity. So we're still getting those veterans coming in. We're still finding them for these headstones, as well as just the records for the county as well.
It's pretty incredible. I think we talked about this last year, that nationwide there's a record of anybody who served, pretty much, isn't there?
Yep. You just have to know where to look. Some of the states like to keep their records just kind of to themselves. So you have to delve into that specific state and try to find their archives. And then there's others that want it to be known and document it pretty well on a national scale.
Last time you were here, we had some guests in here, some van drivers, and
yes.
It was great to hear their stories about driving the veterans around, but yeah, I think you wanted to kind of maybe expand on that a little bit today.
I had no idea the specific specs on that van that they were talking about.
They knew it.
Height, weight, length, width, we got the whole story, but Scott Saul and Larry Marshall were here. They're two of the main drivers for the DAV van, and that's a free service for anybody that can climb into the van on their own speed. You call the number, and you get a free van ride down to Madison VA or the West Clinic. And you just call and schedule it, and they'll be the drivers for you.
That's got to take a load off a lot of people's minds, isn't it?
It does, especially when they call. We've had them call the office, and they're just about in tears, stressed, because they have no idea what they're going to do because they have to get down for this appointment. And then we're able to give them this phone number, and you can just, the anxiety just rolls off, and you can hear the relief in their voice. That's a really wonderful feeling. And they always know that it's there. This is a reliable service that they don't have to worry about, you know, not being able to get it.
And I think they schedule the appointments, Hugo, like on certain days, don't they, for the veterans to go to?
Yes, mainly Tuesdays and Thursdays are the preferred dates. There's been occasions but that's one in a few. But yeah, they stick to Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And that's a service that I'm guessing there are some veterans out there that didn't even know existed, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, that's one of the things that we try to put out there because, yes, that's one of the things that we run across very often, that people are not aware that there is a service for the county to take them, give them that ride out down to Madison.
And they pick them up in the various towns and villages in the county, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. So they just have to get there and...
Yep, and the drivers will take it from there.
Yeah, and any kind of weather, too, it sounds like.
Yes, so. Yes. What? It's I haven't heard of a single day that has been canceled because of weather. So the only reasons that they have ever canceled a trip was because the actual hospital was closed or for that day, but other than that, yeah,
clinic closed it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you use more help with the vans? Are you always looking for people to step up and drive, or are you pretty well set with it?
I know that they mentioned this last time that we were here in the office that they were looking for one or two more drivers. I think that they're hoping to be able to cover every day of the week. And so I know that there's three now, and I think they were looking for one or two more. You know, these guys like to go fishing on, you know, certain days, and they want to enjoy what they're doing. So I think just every once in a while, you know, they're looking for just a little bit of a relief. So I think they're still looking for one or two more.
If people need the services, then they contact your office then? Is that how they book it?
There's a phone number directly down to Madison.
Oh.
It's how to schedule it. And that's the DAV office right in the Madison VA, and that's 608-280-7019, and they just have to set it up.
One of the headlines here that you've given me, Hugo, veteran trust in the VA has increased 25% since 2016. I think you got to be pretty happy about that.
Oh, everybody is, because, you know, that also reflects on the job that we do. The reason why this increase, has taken place is because, now they see that well, people didn't know things, and we are here providing them with the assistance to get things done, giving them, you know, giving them the knowledge in regards to what type of benefits are there that they can qualify, that they qualify for, and make it understand that, you know, these are benefits that are earned. They're just not given. I mean, they earned it. They did their thing. So it's time for them to, you know, get them. So, yes, it has increased, you know, at the same time, it's increased the foot traffic into our office, you know, because people want to get things done.
Yeah, I think that we've heard some better things in the news lately about healthcare for veterans and things like that, haven't we?
Yes, yes. You know, between the PAC that opened the door, especially for a lot of Vietnam vets, and for different things that, you know, they have been fighting for during the years, and it just opened it up for them. So it's been great. And, you know, we love having the veterans come over to our office. So, I mean, that's what we're there for, so...
Indeed. Talk about some of the veterans, Karen. There are probably some benefits that veterans and those of us in the public don't even know exist.
It's very, I don't know how to say that. It's very individualized. We look at the DD-214, and based on your honorable discharge, we're able to ask more specific pointed questions to those veterans to see what they could be qualified for. It's very individualized. One veteran cannot compare what they get for benefits to another veteran. There's just no way to do that. So, but yeah, like Hugo said, and we are very blessed here where we are, because Madison, Wisconsin VA is rated in the top 5 in the entire country. That is outrageously cool. I mean, it seriously is very, very beneficial to our veterans. But the overall rating is the trust in the VA based on different benefits and services is 80%. Out of 100, 80%. And that's for a wide variety of services, to include healthcare, disability compensation, memorial affairs, GI Bill, home loans, etc. So again, there's so many different benefits out there that each individual person could be eligible for, but we don't know until they come in and sit down with us. It's really hard when somebody calls on the phone and says, "Hey, what am I eligible for? I need you to come in and sit down with me so I can be, you know, so we make sure not to miss anything." So,
what does it depend on, Karen? Is it number of years in the military? What goes into it to figure out what you qualify for?
We had a gentleman that got off the bus at basic training and stubbed his toe. He's eligible. We have another one that was diagnosed with a brain tumor during AIT. He's eligible. We have another one that served on board an air carrier in the Navy, and he had hearing loss just based on his MOS or his job in the service. There's no one right answer to that question. Every single person is different. I drove bulldozers for 20 years. I have hearing aids, and I'm okay to admit that. So I'm just like each individual person. Everybody else that didn't serve, I mean, like I said, the guy that got on the bus, he served for a total of 3.5 days, and he's eligible, where nobody else under those circumstances would be eligible. It's so individualized that you really just can't bulk it.
And having served at any time, right, not just during a conflict time, you're eligible for benefits.
During peacetime, yes.
During peacetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good to know. Let's talk about some common types of disabilities that come across.
Yep. So hearing loss is a big one. Almost every single branch of service, based on your MOS, MOS means your military occupation. Based on your MOS, a large majority of veterans are eligible for hearing loss just based off that. Hearing loss is a disability by the VA, and it's something that never grows back. If you have hearing loss, tinnitus, hearing loss, and tinnitus, that is something that is going to continually get worse your entire life. So it may be 50 years later, but that hearing loss started during service based on your MOS. And we can ask for that as a common, that's a pretty common disability that we often apply for, help the veterans to apply for. And again, if you were diagnosed with anything during service, so if you were diagnosed with sleep apnea during service, so it's not directly because of service, it didn't the service didn't cause it, but you were diagnosed during service, we can ask for that as a disability as well. And then again, any documented injuries. If you got hit in the jaw with a bar, you know, on accident, if you lost part of a finger, that's documented, and we can ask for that as a disability because it happened during service, based on service, because of service.
What about post service then? Is you know, when you get out in the world, I mean, a lot of things are covered there as well, right?
Correct. There are, like, your exposure to burn pits, your exposure to Agent Orange, your exposure to asbestos, mesothelioma off of Navy ships, those are all after service, that those things come out and show themselves. There are a couple that, there are some that you have to prove that they started within a year after leaving service, but that's not exposure. That's just for, like, ALS is a perfect example, for things like that. But the big ones, the Vietnam presumptives and burn pits, Persian Gulf, atomic ionizing radiation, if you served aboard a nuclear submarine, things like that, those conditions will come out after. And so that's pretty easy to apply for. You have to prove the diagnosis. If you come into my office and you say, I have asthma because of the burn pits I experienced in Iraq, I say, okay, and you've been diagnosed. And the veteran says, well, no, we need to send you back to the doctor so we can get that official diagnosis. That's really the most important. You have to prove you were there at the time, that you were exposed, and then you have to have a current diagnosis that affects you.
Some things could lie dormant, as you mentioned, for 55 years or so. You know?
We had a World War II vet that was healthy his entire life, and at 80 was diagnosed with cancer. It did not come out until he was 80 years old. So it lied dormant for 60 years before it hit him.
We see things, Hugo, on TV as well. The Camp Lejeune thing comes to mind. We saw that ad lots and lots and lots. If you were exposed to the groundwater or whatever, that one was kind of the ones I think of top of my head.
Well, the Camp Lejeune has been going on for years. It's just that, you know, they're getting it out there and trying to make it, you know, so veterans actually go seek the help that they actually need. And especially when the Camp Lejeune is not just only for the veteran, it also affects their dependents. So if they fall in those categories, and you know, it's because people lack the information, they don't go in, you know, it's, feel free, come to our office. We'll sit down with you and go through what you can and can't do, and make sure that you actually get what you need. And yes, with the Camp Lejeune, yes, it's one thing that, you know, especially because it affects a lot of Marines. Marines are really proud, so we just come over. We'll help you out with it.
Are there any others like that have been in the news recently?
Well,
nationwide.
Well, besides the Camp Lejeune, it's mainly the main one has been the PACT Act. The PACT Act, you know, was the one that started the ball rolling in the past few years, because, like I mentioned before, it opened the door for a lot of Vietnam vets because of the presumptives associated to Agent Orange. So. That has been one of the big ones, and, you know, at Camp Lejeune. And those are the ones that, you know, we try to hit up front, but, you know, like she just mentioned before, everybody's different. So we treat everybody as, you know, well, we forget about Joe, and we're going to talk about Larry now, okay? So... Mm-hmm. So everybody's on a one-on-one situation. So
yeah, it's like a lot of things. Somebody who's exposed to Agent Orange maybe never has any symptoms their entire life, and somebody else
is just
riddled. So yeah. But you offer the explanations, and people stop by to kind of make it a little clearer.
Yes, and you know, it's always glad, the lack of information. That's why we sit down with them and explain to them. This is what happens. This is what you can. These are things that can be associated. You might have additional. Illnesses that are also attributed to it, but you still haven't got them diagnosed. So that's where we send them back. Hey, we need you to get your doctor to say yes or no. This is service connect due to Agent Orange. So yeah,
rumors sometimes are the worst too. Where maybe vets are talking amongst themselves and saying,
"Oh,
I heard."
Oh, and that's one of the things we preach a lot. A lot of people, it's like everybody's different. Not everybody's the same. But everybody feels that because, that one got 100%, I should get 100%. It's not that way.
Just got to come and check it out, don't you?
Yes.
Karen, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I know that Hugo mentioned the PACT Act. The thing with the PACT Act is how it affected Vietnam veterans. It added three more conditions to the presumptive list, and it expanded the area that the Agent Orange was. So back in 2016-17, I was having veterans come in saying that they were exposed to Agent Orange while they were in Thailand, and the VA was just denying them straight out. You had to put in an application for an appeal, and it just turned into like a seven-year mess sometimes. Well, they expanded, so it's not just Vietnam anymore. It's also the waters off of Vietnam and Cambodia, Thailand, any of the bases in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia at Mimut or Krek, Kampong Chang province, and Guam or the American Samoa. Territorial waters off Guam or American Samoa. So a lot of those they're really expanded on, and they've opened them up. So if you've ever been denied one of those claims in the past, please come back and see us, because we can file for an appeal on you.
Good information. We'll be back with more on the morning show as well. Hugo Santiago is here, along with Karen Nock, talking about all the services for veterans here in Richland County. On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about the services that are offered to veterans, and we're here with Karen Nock and Hugo Santiago joining us in the studio. Karen, you guys hit a home run for weather for Memorial Day services on Monday, didn't you?
It was beautiful. Marge Freeman, she's the VFW commander. She put together the entire event. It was held at the pavilion this year. It was a gorgeous day. It was the whole event was beautiful. It really was. The weather was perfect. Couldn't ask for better.
Had I predicted, though, I would have thought, they're moving to the high school. I mean, the night before, it seemed like that's what was going to happen.
That's exactly what I said. I was looking out the window going, ooh, I think we're going to the high school, but Mother Nature pulled it off and let us have that good day, so.
Indeed. It sounds like services will go back to where they were next year, in the cemetery. That's the plan anyway.
I think it was moved because of the potential road construction, depending on weather and how far along they were at that time. I would assume they go back, mm-hmm. But that's a question for March.
And that's a year off, too.
So. Yes.
But in terms of that, you always have a run on flag holders around that time, don't you?
Yes. So our office will give flag holders to veterans that have passed away one time. The first one is free, and it's in our office. And they're really, really... before Memorial Day, around Memorial Day, that's when people really start coming in to claim them. And so we have a shortage in the office after last weekend. So Civil War, World War II, and Vietnam were completely out of. I've got a couple Korean, a couple of World War I's. But besides that, it's going to take us some months to get our stock back up. So.
I see. So then you're back ordered. If somebody didn't get one, they can come back, check back later then?
Oh, correct, yes. Closer to Veterans Day would probably be a better time for us. Hopefully we have all of them in by then. Like I said, we have quite the shortage right now, so we're hoping to get that stock built back up.
Can you come back for more, like if something happens to one of the flag holders?
It's the first one is issued for free by the county, and then additional ones, if they've already been issued one, either the family or the cemetery. Lawnmowers are the arch nemesis of flag holders, so a lot of times the cemetery will cover those costs if they've accidentally taken one out. If they've been moved, we've discovered that happens a lot, where one ends up laying down and they're not sure where it goes, so they just kind of stick it somewhere else. So we do have cemeteries that kind of go around and move them back to where they were originally. So if for some reason you visit a headstone and you notice the flag holder's not there, the first would be to contact the cemetery to see if maybe it got moved or if they weren't sure where it went, so they just picked it up and kept it. And then we have brochures in our office if you'd like to purchase from the same people that we purchase from. But yes, the first one is issued for free, but the second one is not.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are pretty special to have, that's for sure.
Yes.
You bet. In terms of questions in the office, lately there's been a mailer, Hugo, the mandatory dependent status forms. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just had a case with one of our veterans yesterday that just received that piece of mail and just discarded it without actually paying attention to it and actually taking action on what she needed to do, which would have been just filling out a form and sending it in. But that ended up costing them monetary benefits because they did not send that piece of that form back to the VA. So we also encourage a lot of our veterans that if you get a piece of mail and you're not sure, give us a call. And just don't discard it. There are some mails out there that, yes, they're just scam. But if it's specifically addressed from the VA, always take a look at it regardless of what you might think it is, because it can be costly.
I'm sure that people, you've probably solved a lot of scam problems before, haven't you?
Oh, yes. What was it? My, I'm 21. There was a lot of mail out there. People trying to, because of the PACT Act, you had a lot of different quote-unquote lawyers and organizations that, come to us, we'll take care and get your money. No, yeah, they were trying to get their money. So, yes. But like I said, you know, if you're in doubt, just give us a call, and we're gladly verify whether it's legit or not.
For the person that accidentally threw it away, is there a way to recoup those funds that you lost?
Yes, yes. But it's going to be a fight. So, because... But you just got to state your case, and it'll take some time, but eventually they'll be able to recoup.
This is probably a silly question, but what is a mandatory dependent status form?
It's basically, the VA already knew that you had some dependents, but let's say that you divorced. And now instead of, you had three children, but now... let's say that you're no longer the guardian of them kids, so they're not your dependents. So that's a change in your dependency status, and pass away, things like that of that nature. It's just a verification that your dependents are still there. And they're living under your roof and under your care. And that's the main thing with that form.
Another thing, if they turn 18 or out of school, I suppose?
Well, one of the things, I even went through that with my own daughter. She was turning 18, but she was continuing to college. And, she's getting my support. So she's still my dependent. So... So that's telling her the AA. I got my, you know, an adult as my defendant for the next following years while they're going to school. So that's another reason, you know, for that verification.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
The home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast featuring plenty of sun and mild conditions, a high of 73, a low of 48 tonight. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 49 and up one from the overnight low.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A UW System Regent whose term has ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Atwell was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Republican Governor Scott Walker, and his term expired May 1st. The Journal Sentinel reports that Atwell has informed UW System leaders that he plans to remain on the board until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has yet to name a successor to Atwell. Atwell is the CEO of Green Bay-based Nicolet Bank and one of two remaining Republican appointees on the 18-member board. Governor Tony Evers has weighed in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who's considering the case should recuse himself. Evers said he didn't think that was necessary and that the process should play out. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. Evers also said he doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes. The suit is expected to eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal judges now hold a 5-3 majority. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin aims to kickstart companies and entrepreneurs. Missy Hughes is secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She said yesterday in Madison that the Wisconsin Investment Fund is literally planting a flag in the ground and saying we want to support entrepreneurs who want to start here, who want to grow here, and most importantly, who want to stay here. Hughes joined Governor Tony Evers and others to announce the fund. It's initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal grants and $50 million from private investors. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay on Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drug into the U.S. Wisconsin health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. The Democrat is running for a third term in November. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and Recreation Department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
It's geared towards children. We're going to do 18 and under. We're going to have lots of cool prizes. We've partnered with area businesses. This is an event that's been hosted by the Richland Park and Rec Department in the past. I wanted to do something with them, so Cops and Bobbers is kind of a more nationally recognized name for an event like this, but gets us involved as a police department.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
I was able to partner with Cabela's of Prairie du Chien, Walmart of Richland Center, as well as Culver's, Subway, The Little Corner, and Crime Stoppers to bring some pretty cool prizes. Cabela's is offering 10 fishing poles. They're a Zebco brand. They're pretty good quality fishing poles. 3 nice tackle boxes, and then we'll have 4 bluegill utility boxes full of tackle, 2 bass utility boxes full of tackle, and then Walmart is offering 5 fishing poles. A couple of them have a couple sweet Hot Wheels toy cars in with them. Again, more geared toward children. Walmart's also offering us, or giving us, 140 hot dogs with buns, so we'll have a grill master there. I don't know if that'll be Chief Jones or myself. And then also with Culver's, Subway, and Little Corner, they're offering coupons for free items. And then Crime Stoppers offering bottled water, and then an appearance by McGruff, the crime-fighting dog.
Registration will be from 8 until 8:30, fishing from 8:30 until 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but may be done the day of the event. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. Several more ancient canoes have been found at the bottom of Lake Mendota in Madison. One of those dugout canoes was brought to the surface in 2021, one of 2 originally discovered. Now the Wisconsin Historical Society says they may have found a total of 11 canoes on the site, including one that may date back 4,500 years. The canoes are carved out of a single log each and were sunk in lake beds during the winter to preserve them. Archaeologists from the Ho-Chunk Nation have been working with the society on preserving the site. No further canoes will be brought to the surface. And the Department of Natural Resources is looking for hosts for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. That hunt runs from October 5th through the 13th and is open to hunters with disabilities. The DNR says properties need to be at least 60 acres in size and have to be able to host 3 hunters. Around 400 people take part in the hunt each year. If you want to sponsor your property or want to take part, you can find out more online at dnr.wi.gov.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions, and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Plenty of sun and mild conditions today, a high of 73, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48, and Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 75. In Richland Center, earlier it was 48, and that was followed by, or it was actually a midnight reading of 55, so we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 49.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sports Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader's Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area scene. Baseball games again tonight. And the Brewers, with some home run power last night, powered past the Cubs.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The season ended for the Richland Center High School baseball team last night when they fell 12-4 in the regional semifinal game to Mount Horeb. The Hornets led 1-0 in the first inning when Brady Dosh singled and scored a run. The Vikings proceeded to plate 7 runs in the bottom of the first and added 5 in the second. Richland Center kept working hard and went on to plate 2 runs in the fourth and 1 in the sixth, and the game went all 7 innings. Cole Wassinger was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and Thomas Hohner had a strong night as he was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. He also came on in relief in the first inning for Lane Miller, who started the game. Hohner retired 8 batters in a row during the middle innings. Richland Center also had hits from Brady Dosh, Wes Bosworth, Lane Miller, Isaac Gauld, and Teague Perkins. The final season record for the Hornets, 6-12. 4 seniors played their final high school game, including Thomas Hohner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Perkins. Following the 12-4 win, Mount Horeb advances to today's regional final game with a rematch against Badger Conference rival Reedsburg. That will be played at Reedsburg High School today, as the Beavers scored a win 1-0 on Tuesday night to advance to that round. Edgewood was a winner last night in the other part of the bracket, 10-1 over Lodi. Viroqua got the win against Cuba City yesterday, 2-0. They advanced to host Mineral Point this afternoon. The Pointers had defeated Darlington by a score of 5-3. And Aquinas was a winner over Prairie du Chien, 11-1 in 5 innings yesterday. Division 4 action. Riverdale now knows its opponent and where they will play today. Pecatonica was a winner against Potosi-Cassville, 9-1 yesterday. So Pecatonica will host Riverdale today in Blanchardville, getting underway at 5 o'clock. Barneveld was a 5-2 winner against River Ridge, advancing to next week's sectional. DeSoto, 12-5 over Cashton. And Royal was a winner, 5-4 and 8 innings over Seneca. Bangor takes on Oliva Strum this afternoon at 5 for the right to move on to the sectional. In girls softball, some finals today in the sectionals, including Mount Horeb. They got a win last night, 4-3 over West Salem. They'll play Lake Mills in the sectional final. Adams Friendship will meet up with Broadhead as well today. In other action from Division 4, games include Horicon against Cuba City. That will be played at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. And Barneveld will take on Oakfield, and the sectional champion will be named in Division 5 in that section. Well, the Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Blake Perkins in a 10-6 win over the Cubs last night. A 5-run offensive explosion in the bottom of the third inning put the game out of reach for the Cubs. Milwaukee was up 2-1 coming into that inning. Jared Koenig got the win in relief of Bryce Wilson. Christian Yelich credited Blake Perkins, who not only made a couple of tremendous catches, but had a home run last night.
He pretty much won the game for us on defense, not even counting what he did at the plate. Like, those two plays were, in, you know, definitely the first one against Dansby was huge. You know, it's a really tough play when you're running that hard at the wall and, like, everything kind of happens fast. So that was a really good play, and then the one against Happ was unbelievable. Different situation, obviously, but unreal catch, and he had some great ABs earlier in the game, big homer for us, so it's probably the best game I've ever seen him play.
The two teams wrap up the 4-game series this afternoon. Colin Ray starts for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, St. Louis over Cincinnati, 5-3. Philadelphia, 6-1 over San Francisco. And Washington beat Atlanta, 7-2 among the games. Also in the American League, Baltimore, 6-1 over Boston. Kansas City beat the Twins, 6-1. Toronto, 3-1 over the White Sox. And Seattle, 2-1 over Houston. The Yankees top the Angels, 2-1. He had a
promising season as a rookie linebacker. Now, Lucas Van Ness has a couple of months to recover from a broken finger suffered during organized team activities. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the break is only in the tip of the finger affected. Van Ness closed out his first professional season on a high note, finishing with 8 tackles for a loss and 4 sacks. Training camp gets underway July 26th for the Packers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group?
Yeah, so the first thing we wanted to talk about was the NCA, which stands for the National Cemetery Administration. So what the NCA does is they're the ones that provide the burial flags. We put in applications for the burial flags. They're also the ones for the bronze plaques on the headstones. So when we apply for presidential memorial certificates, anything like that, that's who we would apply to. So the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, they're the ones that are actually hands-on doctors. They are the healthcare portion of the VA. They are the hospitals, they're the clinics, they're the ones that actually do where you would go to get the prescriptions and the health care. Now, the VBA is completely separate entity. They take care of the disability claims, pensions, compensation. They're the ones that you would go through for that. These different administrations will not talk to each other unless we tell them to talk to each other. So, if you go, a lot of people get the VHA and the VBA. So if the health administration has diagnosed you with something, doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically going to get that disability rating. So we have to fill out some paperwork to the VBA, and we have to tell them, I have this diagnosis, and it's by this VA facility. So the VBA will then go and pull those health records. Only when we tell them where to look. So just because you get a disability from that your doctor tells you you've been diagnosed with, we need to do some paperwork after that so we can make sure that you're getting that disability rating that you should be getting.
So people, can they sign up for these services on their own? Or is it, do they need to come to your office first then?
They can sign up for anything, if they know where to look. It's all available online. Basically, we just help in any way. We have veterans that come in that want to fill the paperwork out themselves, and they just ask us a couple questions, and they're out the door. And we have some that we help from the very, very beginning till the very, very end and beyond, as far as the next of kin goes and following up with any benefits that they may be eligible for based on their veterans passing. So we can help as little or as much as you see fit.
It just sounds like a lot of hoops to jump through sometimes, I'm guessing.
We're really good with jump rope.
I bet you
we
are.
Can jump rope with the best of them. So, the VA has its own math. They have their own language. They have their own English. They have their own science. We're just kind of fluent in VA. And a lot of people that their verbiage is very confusing to a lot of people, and we understand that. So we just want to make sure that we're helping them and making it a little bit easier for them.
Excuse me, miss, I speak VA.
Right? Yes.
Something like
that. I'm fluent
in VA. What's the number one question, Hugo, that your office gets, like, day in and day out?
What am I entitled to?
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing. And like we explained before, not everybody there's not a cookie cutter. So, we just ask them, like, why don't you make an appointment and come to our office so we can sit down and, go over what you are entitled to. And I keep saying entitled because, it's benefits that they earn. So, If it's there, we will get it. We'll jump rope and try to get it for them.
Mm-hmm. What they're entitled to. So
correct.
That's awesome. We're lucky to have you in the county, that's for sure. Anything else you'd like to add, Karen?
Just wanted to go over a little bit of genetics versus presumptives.
Okay.
If you were exposed to Agent Orange and you are diagnosed with a condition, a cancer or an illness that's on the presumptive list, even if your entire family has it, and you've ever been told that you don't qualify because it's genetically passed down, that is not true. If you've ever been told no, please come see us and let us see if that still applies or if it ever applied. And let's just, even if you've ever been told no in the past, come see us again, because things change on a daily basis in the VA. And so you just don't know. So we encourage veterans to come into the office at least once a year to just kind of check in and see if they're eligible for anything else or if anything has happened in the system. So,
yeah, just as you mentioned earlier with, you know, the water and things like that, maybe they expand, you know, where they recognize that and things like that.
Yeah, now. There's a Air Force Base, Fort Ord out in California, that had some serious groundwater issues, and they're coming out with all these different cancers and these different health conditions that they're linking with Fort Ord. Now, the VA and the DOD have not come forward officially calling those VA-related, service-related, you know, connections, but it is in the works. And so if you ever served at Fort Ord, California, it's coming. That's something that you should be reading up on now to see if you have any of the conditions that are linked. Just things like that, you know. Like I said, things are always changing, always changing. On May 16th, the VA was named as one of the top 10 fastest rising research institutions in North America. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That top 10 of research institutions. All that's going to do is benefit veterans. That's going to do nothing but make the benefits and health care better. So,
yeah, from a layperson's term, you know, you kind of think about VA just, you know, helping them, not necessarily research. I mean, I guess that kind of surprises me.
It does. It's extremely. But if you look at all the different presumptives they come up with and all the different things that that they're doing and all the different conditions that they're now saying, hey, yes, we admit it. How many years did the VA not admit, you know, the Department of Defense for these medical conditions? And now they're being honest. So it's a wonderful time to be in the VA healthcare system.
You still have some World War II vets that you serve? Must be, you know, fewer and fewer, I guess.
Yeah, fewer and fewer. I don't know. I think we got about 4 or 5 still in the county?
Known, correct.
Known, okay. Mm-hmm. And then probably the biggest group that you serve is Vietnam, the number of years that went on. So.
Yeah, Vietnam, but we're also getting quite a few Persian Gulf that are starting to come in because they've really expanded on their benefits too. So so Vietnam forward is mostly what we're... Well, I shouldn't say that. We see some Korea. Mm-hmm. We see Korea come in too, so...
Yeah. So any questions about anything we've talked about today, they should contact your office then.
Yep. 608-647-6101. And that line goes directly to me or Hugo.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. Anything we can put on, let us know then. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Hugo.
Likewise.
You bet. Hugo Santiago and Karen Nock. Stop by and see them at the Richland County Veterans Services Office here in Richland Center. Four Brewer tickets for Sunday's game. Wonder if Nil Fee can win those today. I don't know. But anyway, we'll be doing that between 7 and 7:30 this morning.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there. Here they come.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center is your one-stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gift appliances, HD big-screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. Our news update from ABC is coming up next, but first of all, we got to haul some chickens.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hill called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and the 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, because here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, turn on down the other side.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated fully illuminated genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burnt a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide. His lip was curled and his leg was fried. And his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear of the floor and faded right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel now, wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off